97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Well, it's Tuesday, but we'll still have Frank Cusimano with us in the 4 o'clock hour. This is going to be a big week when the Cardinals get back home for their last homestand, which is kind of hard to believe. We have World Series commemorations this weekend, both Friday and on Saturday. 2006 on Friday, 2011 on Saturday, and that's going to be a lot of fun. A little bit later this afternoon, you know, we ended the week with the Lindsey Clancy non-verdict, the mistrial. Paul Morrow was all on top of that. He's going to join us after 5 o'clock. He also stood guard at Ground Zero, documenting what he witnessed on scraps of paper 25 years ago. His story is really amazing. So Paul's going to join us after 5 o'clock. We have Tech Talk Tuesday with George Rosenthal from ThrottleNet as well. So we were doing the roundtable last week, and Chief Tim Fitch was in here, former St. Louis County Police Chief and good friend of the show and roundtable veteran. And he mentioned that Sam Dotson was back in town. And Sam and I used to know each other when he was police chief here of St. Louis. And I had no idea, because apparently I'm not paying close enough attention, Sam Dotson, that you are now the dean of the business school at Webster University. How are you? It's been a little bit. How are you doing?
Mark, it's great to talk to you. Yeah, I came back to St. Louis at the end of April from Washington, D.C. I spent about 8 years in Washington, D.C., working for a little train company you might have heard of called Amtrak as their chief of police. And I came back to join the Webster team.
Well, welcome back to St. Louis. One of the things I think you did, didn't you work for the Washington Nationals for a little while, too, when you were out there?
I did a season with the Washington Nationals the year they hosted the All-Star Game, the year before they won the World Series. So I spent a year with the MLB team in D.C. I did.
What was your last year here as chief in St. Louis?
2017. I left in April of 2017. I retired.
So we're almost at 10 years now. And, you know, Sam, a lot has happened in that time with policing and with the city and with the city leadership. And I guess one question I would have is just, you know, what your thoughts are on policing right now. I had Chief Tracy and Chris Saraceno in the studio a couple weeks ago. I also had the mayor in talking about some of these things. I'm very concerned about, you know, even safety right around downtown here. But we're not on the same page. We're always fighting. And then the story becomes the same thing we saw this weekend at Bevo with these, you know, teen takeovers and everything. We don't seem to be moving forward. I know that the crime numbers kind of tell us that crime is down, but thoughts on where the city is right now?
Yeah, Mark, it's a great question. And it's a challenge that St. Louis and cities all over the country struggle with. The crime numbers are ticking down. Crime is coming down. But if you don't feel safe, if you don't feel safe in your neighborhood, you don't feel safe in your home, then the numbers don't matter. And the men and women of the police department and the city and the county are just doing a great job all the time, but they're under-resourced, understaffed, and you know this. And then what we also is, we need outcomes. I think the story you saw this weekend in Bevo, everybody says when the police showed up, the crowd scattered, you know, within 2 or 3 minutes. So the police do their job. There just aren't enough of them out there doing their job. And I think that's an investment that has to happen. If St. Louis wants to grow, St. Louis wants to be a real player, you got to invest where it matters, and security policing is where it matters.
Well, and you know, because you were chief in the aftermath of everything that happened with Mike Brown, and, you know, one of the things that I said, and I still say, is I can't even imagine, you know, being the wife or the husband, the son or daughter, the mom, the dad of police officers, first and foremost, what they have to do every day, just confronting, you know, especially in a city like St. Louis, violence, but not having people's support and having, and man, you know this from back then, some of the people that took the worst of the brunt in the aftermath of that were the African-American officers. They were spat upon. They were, you know, treated like dirt. So how you would even incentivize someone to want to do this type of work becomes a challenge in the aftermath of what happened here in Ferguson. But even moving forward, you know, you've seen a lot of good recruitment. I think Miami's been a good example of this nationwide. Chief Fitch talks about that. But it's really a budget thing in St. Louis, and that's what we can't seem to figure out, Sam.
Well, I think it's a budget thing. I think you have to prioritize and invest where it matters. But I also think you have to show the officers, whether they're on the job now or the ones that you're trying to recruit, that the community is behind them. And I saw this, whether it was in South St. Louis, North St. Louis, and St. Louis County, even on the east side, it doesn't matter. The communities vastly support the police department and the police officers. It's the minority, the small minority, the vocal minority that steals the headlines. I don't think that you could ask anybody, do you want to feel safe in your home? They're going to tell you no. Do you want to feel safe in your neighborhood? They're not going to tell you no. They're going to tell you yes. And that's the story we need to tell. More people want more police officers.
What do you do about, you know, we hear this, and I know your officers probably tell you this all the time. The ones that I still know tell me this. A lot of these guys are arresting the same guys, right? It's over and over. They get released. Rinse, recycle, repeat. That's what happens. And I think this is a little bit better in St. Louis now with Gabe Gore, because from, you know, what I heard from Chief Tracy and others, Gabe Gore is really doing a good job. He's actually prosecuting criminals. Go figure that we can do that. But you have to have that support. And these officers for a while, I think, felt like they didn't have that because they knew they didn't have it.
Well, and I think the officers always want more. And I think that's the right thing. It's their job to put criminals behind. The public should always want more, too. Because when the officers do their job, they're arresting the criminals. I think Gabe is doing a fantastic job. You know, the time that I've been back and tracking him, he's prosecuting the people that need to be prosecuted. But when you get to the court system and you get to the prison system, there have to be outcomes that change behavior. And what we still don't see those outcomes that change behavior. And I will tell you, I was in Washington, D.C. when the Trump administration pushed the visibility of the National Guard. Mm-hmm. It makes a difference. When they had a new prosecutor, it makes a difference. And so all of those things have to be working together. Not any one of them by themselves solves the problem, but when they're all moving together, communities move forward, people feel safer, you are safer.
I'm glad you brought up D.C. because, you know, the president mentions that, and I think he feels like for all the things he's done, he doesn't get enough attention on that. And I've heard from folks in Washington that it's, you know, dramatic improvement from the last couple of years. So that's encouraging to hear. So tell me what the new gig is all about. You're the Sam Dotson is here, former chief of police for the city of St. Louis. You're the dean of the Webster University Business School. Did you ever see yourself becoming an academic like this, or were you in the past? I might not know that.
No, actually, I am a Webster alum, so that's where it started. I did my undergraduate here. I got my bachelor's degree here, and I fell in love with the place. It allowed me to go to school while I was a police officer, so that's the first thing. Second thing is it taught me how to be a real person. It's this great liberal arts business school combination, and so I'm a management major. I have an MBA. It taught me how to work. It taught me how to think. It taught me how to be part of a community. So I used a lot of the skills I learned here at Webster in the police department. I was so excited when I had a chance to come back and be part of it. And Webster has 9 campuses, and it's not a commercial, but Webster has 9 campuses all over the world. We're a global university. That's a big deal because it brings all of that institutional knowledge, it brings all that thought into one place. And so really excited about being asked to join the team here.
I mean, you had, when you were at Amtrak, that was a ginormous organization, right?
So when you think about it, Amtrak is only one of the few truly national police departments. I had police officers in 46 states across the country in a local policing kind of method, in a model, trying to figure out how to get a train to Hawaii. Haven't figured that one out yet. But
Let Gavin Newsom figure that one out. He'll figure it out.
But yeah, we were doing local style police work in countries or in cities all over the country. And that was a great job. And again, you know, the 500 officers there just do a fantastic job every day keeping the railroad safe.
Well, I'm glad you're back in St. Louis, and I'm sorry that I kind of missed the headline from May when you came back, but we should get together and do a little lunch. You should buy me lunch is what I think I'm saying, something along those lines, right?
I'll come give you a tour of the campus. I think you'll love it.
I would love to. I used to go over there. This has been a little while as well, but they always would do like a high school senior day job, you know, sort of deal over at Webster, and I would always try to enlighten the Utes of America as far as what their next steps in broadcasting. I think basically what I told them is don't go into broadcasting, Sam. That was my advice. It holds today. Sam Dotson, thanks a lot. We'll talk soon. We'll see you. Take care.
Thanks, Mark.
All right, we'll see you.
Get more at 971talk.com.